Iris Speed Reading 101 podcast. I'm Paul Novak, the founder of Iris Reading, and today I'm broadcasting from Denver. I'm here with Bernie Morosco. He's the founder of Ace Reader. How's it going, Bernie?
Good, Paul. Thank you.
Glad to have Bernie on today because Iris has started collaborating with Ace Reader. If you've been to our website, irisreading.com, you'll notice that now we offer a reading tool. It's more of a speed reading training tool that we're offering, and we're going to start offering it now with all of our live courses and very soon with all of our online courses. And it's a value-added tool. It's a great way for someone to go through a speed reading course and then also continuously train themselves to get better and better. So, Bernie, for those that are not familiar, what is Ace Reader? How does it work?
Well, Ace Reader, you basically use it to improve your reading speed, and it's an assessment tool as well. We tried to break out the program to be very simple to use, and it's always a balancing act between, you know, being a real powerful program and also making it easy. So we have what's called a course mode, and the course mode is simply a list of activities that you walk through from top to bottom. And these activities consist of timed reading comprehension tests, eye pacing drills, and fun eye exercise games. So, you know, the purpose of the program is to assess where you're at and then to improve your reading speed and comprehension from that point. The course mode is the simplest way to use the program, real simple to use. We also provide what's called a menu mode, which basically gives you a little bit more control and lets you pick and choose what activities you want to perform. We're always giving you the ability to monitor your progress so that you can see how you're progressing over time. And that's a definitely also a real important component of the program.
Yeah, one of the things that I love about the program is the analytics involved. There's, you know, a summary and a test results page where you can see how you're doing. Every so often, there's kind of like a spot check test that will measure your reading speed again, assess your comprehension, and somebody could very clearly see it as they're using it through the days and the weeks, you know, how they're doing.
That's really key and important. I think that one of the strengths behind the program is that we not only test you, but there's a criteria that we base your results on. And then depending on, for example, if you take, who cares about how fast you can read if you're not comprehending well?
Absolutely.
So we keep track of a criteria. So if you get a certain comprehension, we reset what's called your base reading speed. And then the program is smart enough that when you perform the drills are going to pace you at higher speeds relative to your personal base reading speed. So it's always auto-adjusting for the individual. So as you improve, it improves and continues to push you. But it also
customizes your training.
Customizes and automates in an automated way. It's customizing your training. And you can know that what you're doing is a different experience than what somebody else is doing because they're reading at different speeds and different levels.
And that's part of what I love about this program. I've looked at a lot of different speed reading software programs. You know, this, in my opinion, is the best one on the market. That's why we chose to work with Ace Reader. We've looked at a lot of different programs ever since, you know, Iris was started about 7 years ago. And I learned speed reading from a professor that I had in college. And after I learned speed reading, I actually checked out some of the speed reading software programs that were out there. And one of the things that I always, you know, kind of hated about it was the level of exaggeration. There's a lot of programs out there that will claim that you're going to read, you know, 5 times, 10 times, you know, 20 times faster, but they don't, or they'll guarantee something, and it's a lot of times it's hyped up. When the reality is someone will go 2 to 5 times faster, but it also is based also on where you're starting. Obviously, someone that is starting at 100 words a minute, it's going to be easier for them to triple their reading speed and get to 300 than someone that's at 300 for them to triple and get to 900. And it's possible to make very, very strong gains. But at the same time, what I like about Ace Reader and what we've always tried to do at Iris is kind of do a reality check on speed reading. And that the most important thing really is comprehension. Can you understand what you read? And then you want to get your rates up.
Right. No, totally agree. There are, you know, other competitors and this industry, unfortunately, sometimes there's a lot of hype, but I'm totally a big believer that, you know, our product can be used bottom line to improve where you're at. And, you know, we do have a lot of our customers that have doubled their reading speeds and tripled their reading speeds and done a lot more. but we don't feel comfortable telling everybody that, hey, you're going to, you know, triple your reading speed or whatever, because the reality is everybody's different. And like you said, it depends on where you're starting.
Also depends on how much you practice.
Yeah. I mean, it takes takes a certain, you know, positive attitude and patience and practice. When it comes to practice, we don't, you know, we believe that, you know, not more is not better necessarily. You want quality time.
Right.
And so with our program, we usually recommend 15 to 25 minutes.
Or how many exercises would that be for someone that's actually using ACE Reader?
You know, about typically around 5 activities.
Okay.
And they consist of a timed reading comprehension test, a warm-up drill, a normal drill, and then a couple games.
Okay.
And so you're looking at maybe around 15 to 20 to 25 minutes of your time.
Right. And the other thing I love about the program is that it isn't cookie cutter. In cookie cutter, I mean, we talked earlier how it will customize the drills based on what your current reading speed is. That's great, because I've seen other programs where they'll just go at a set speed for everybody. And like you said, everybody comes into this different. Some people come in, they're below average readers. Some people are average, and some people are above average. And the other thing I like is that you can go through a whole, I think there's 60 plus different exercises, drills, games, and tests in one course set. And then you can modify the text level and change it to something a little more difficult, and then you could run through all of those exercises and games and drills again. And you could really, it's very, I think of it as, it's the most comprehensive program on the market.
Well, we tried to offer a lot of levels for that reason, because, and by the way, we don't call them grade levels, even though a lot of our text has been grade leveled according to common readability formulas. But we like to just think of the levels as complexity levels as opposed to grade levels. We like to also remind people that, you know, newspapers are written for adults, and newspapers are typically written at about the fifth grade level. So with our levels, we have 13 levels, and we usually recommend that if you're in grade school, that you start out with a level 1, 2, or 3. But if you're anybody older, including adults and even college students, we recommend you start out with as low as level 3, 4, or 5. So level 3 is kind of a good default starting point for most people.
Kind of for like everyday reading materials, like you said, newspapers,
right.
What you might be reading your news online, blog posts, things like that.
That's right. And a lot of what we're doing is eye exercises anyway, and so the complexity of the text is a little bit secondary in importance on some of this. But I mean, you know, hanging around level 3, 4, or 5 is pretty decent way to use the program.
Now, this program is being used by individual users, but it's also being used by businesses and schools, grade schools, high schools, colleges. Bernie, talk a little bit more about how this is being implemented at companies and schools.
Well, you know, we have a different version of the program that's utilized by the schools, because it does offer a way for the teachers to monitor the students and their progress. But for the individual consumers, and this is offering you everything you need in order to do reading improvement. It also gives you, for your own self, your own monitoring capabilities, and it gives you the flexibility to either use the course the way we have already methodically thought out a good process for you for training, but it also gives you the flexibility to go over to what we call our menu mode and be able to pick and choose what you want to do. And again, an important part of this is being able to monitor your progress. So that's always a part of it too. So,
now, how did you get started with, from what I understand, you've been doing this since about 1996.
Yeah. You know, it started out as sort of an experiment many, many years ago. We were playing around with a program to try to make it easier to read while you were on the computer. And it was noticed that if you read a few words at a time in the center of the screen, that if it was paced and presented to you in a flashed manner, you didn't have to move your eyes to read. So a lot of people found that to be a more efficient way to read. And
what they sometimes call the rapid serial visual.
Yeah, RSVP.
Right.
And so that was, you know, somewhat interesting. But what I got more interested in was taking that as sort of a base, but then turning it into more of an educational product that could help people learn how to read better and faster, both on and off the computer. I found that to be a more interesting problem, because, you know, it's more than just having a tool that helps you get through material, but also helping you. A lot of our material is still offline, and we have to read, you know, in different formats on web pages. And so we still need to read efficiently left to right, top to bottom. And so I found it to be real useful to make a tool that could, you know, take the educational part of it and make that a main part of the program. So it's been interesting. And I think what's kept us really motivated over the years is that we've seen success. I mean, we have teachers in schools and a lot of customers just continually happy with the results. And that, you know, we would definitely not be interested in doing this if it really wasn't working. And so the fact that it has been working keeps us really motivated.
Right. Plus, you guys have been updating this year by year.
It's
not an old product that, you know, you built it for, you know, only a Windows PC computer. You've got a Mac version.
That's right.
You guys are also working on a lighter version of the program to be available on the iPad and the iPhone.
That's right.
So it's really, really amazing that you guys are kind of pioneers in this field, because you see a lot of new speed reading software programs or apps that come out, and they're not nearly as comprehensive because they haven't been doing it long enough. So I think that's you've definitely built an amazing program, and we're very happy to be a part of that.
Oh, it's amazing. We used to have people ask us, well, you know, why don't you have a math program, or why don't you do it? And it's like, we found ourselves plenty busy just concentrating on trying to be the best at this one thing for the last 15 years.
Yeah, and if you focused on 10 different software programs all covering different things, you never would have been able to build such an amazing product.
That's right. And we keep a close ear with our customers, and a lot of whom are experts in the field, such as yourself. And we have taken good input from all these different customers and actually tried to make sure and adapt the program that way. So it's not like we've been in our own little world coming out with something and saying, okay, here's the best way to learn how to be a more efficient reader. We have actually been conversing back and forth with many teachers and experts in the field, we've implemented a lot of these ideas, and that's how the program has evolved over these years.
All right. Well, just a reminder for everyone listening in, you can get Ace Reader by going to the IRIS website. It's now going to be included very soon in all of our online speed reading courses and also our live classes. You can also go to acereader.com if you want to get in touch with the Ace Reader team and check out what they have over there. They have a Mac download, they have a PC download. As I mentioned, very soon they'll have a lighter version of that software program available for the iPad and iPhone. And I want to thank everyone for joining us on this podcast. Bernie, thank you so much for
sitting down.
And you'll have to come out to Chicago next time to record a podcast.
That sounds good.
So thank you, everyone, for listening in, and have a great day.